most of your problems as an adult comes from the fact that you didn't learn certain things correctly as a child. And if you didn't learn certain skills as a child, then you're going to have a rough life the rest of your life. There are five things you must learn in your family. And if you don't learn them there, life's going to be tough for you. You might write these down. The first one is, the first thing we have to learn is what to do with feelings.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this brand new series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can take all of your relationships to a level you never dreamed possible with the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Fighting for an Awesome Family.
Fighting for an awesome family. I chose this word intentionally, fighting, because families are not awesome by accident. They're average. And you have to fight for your family if you want it to be a great family, because there are all kinds of forces working against your family in our society. Now, I'm not gonna spend a minute detailing those. I don't wanna make a laundry list or a litany of all of the things that are working against the family today, but there are economic forces, there are spiritual forces, there are moral forces, there are cultural and social forces that want to destroy the idea of family, and specifically your family. What I'm much more interested in is looking at the positive side, and that is, how do you fight for an awesome family? You know, when the families of Jerusalem were under attack thousands of years ago, the leader, Nehemiah, said this. Look up here on the screen. He said to the people, don't be afraid. Remember the Lord who is awesome. Everything's awesome, including God. And we're looking at awesome relationships. Remember the Lord who is awesome, and fight for your brothers, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, fight for your wives, fight for your homes. He's saying your family is worth fighting for. Don't just give up and say, well, it can't change. It can't be any different. It's too late. It's not too late. No matter where you are on the continuum of family, starting out or at the end or helping a new family develop, no matter where you are, it's not too late to fight to make your family better. Now, what I want to share with you today is not just from God's word, but from 40 years of counseling families. And I have discovered, after talking to thousands and thousands of families, that you can find four common traits in families that are really awesome. And we're going to look at those today. And in order to help you remember these four traits of an awesome family, whether you're a brother or a sister in a family, or you're a mother or father, or you're a child, or whatever you are, these are four things that make an awesome family. And the first symbol of an awesome family is this board game called Candyland. Okay. How many of you remember the board game Candyland? How many of you played this game, Candyland? How many of you wish you never have to play it again? All the hands of preschool moms just went up just now. This doesn't require a whole lot of intelligence to play this game. In fact, it says ages 3 years and up. It's a pure game of chance. But why does the game Candyland represent awesome families? Here's the first reason, write it down. Awesome families are playful. It's the first common denominator of great families. They know how to play. They know how to have fun. They enjoy life together. This is a missing ingredient in so many families today. Today, our families are too busy, too tired, too negative, too worn out, and too serious. Who wants to come home from school to that? Families should be fun. The average family is all work and no play. It's just getting us to the next appointment. Awesome families are fun. Awesome families are playful. And parents are not drill sergeants. And your family is not a business. And parents are not CEOs. And your family is not a laboratory experiment. And your parents are not research scientists experimenting, go, let's add a little of this and a little of this. We're going to make the perfect little child. There is no perfect child, and there is no perfect family. And there is no science to being a family. It's an art. It's an art. But the Bible has a lot to say about it. And one of the things that I say is that families are supposed to be fun. Most people know that the Bible teaches we're supposed to work. And the Bible tells us that we're to work hard. And the Bible says that if we're lazy, we shouldn't even eat. Work is an important part of your life. But most people don't know that the Bible says that play is an important part of your life. And play is essential to adults, not just to children. In fact, play is connected to creativity. The more play you have in life, the more creative you're going to be. If you don't have anything play, any fun in your life, you're not a very creative person. All work, no play makes Jack a dull boy.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
If you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they are worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This four-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, cultivate amazing friendships, and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Most people know that the Bible teaches we're supposed to work. And the Bible tells us that we're to work hard. And the Bible says that if we're lazy, we shouldn't even eat. Work is an important part of your life. But most people don't know that the Bible says that play is an important part of your life. And play is essential to adults, not just to children. In fact, play is connected to creativity. The more play you have in life, the more creative you're going to be. If you don't have anything play, any fun in your life, you're not a very creative person. All work, no play makes Jack a dull boy. And so you need to have fun in your life. And the Bible talks about this and actually commands it. Let me show you some scriptures. This first section is from Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, who was the wisest man who ever lived. God said, what do you want me? He said, I want to be the wisest man who ever lived. God said, I'll answer that request. So let's look at some verses. Ecclesiastes 8:15, Solomon says, I commend the enjoyment of life. Circle the word enjoyment. As I said, we know that play is extremely important to development. In fact, we've known for years that play is essential to preschoolers. For preschoolers, play is work. They're actually developing when they play. And recess is not a waste of time. Kids are developing as much at recess as they are sitting down with a book open or things like that. Paul says, up here on the screen, look at this verse, 1 Timothy 6:17. God generously gives us everything for our what? Did you realize that everything in the world God created, he created for you to enjoy? Now listen. God wants life to be enjoyed, not merely endured. And a lot of you are simply enduring life. God wants you to enjoy life. The wisest man who ever lived, Solomon says, I commend the enjoyment of life. God says everything I created is for enjoyment. If you're too busy to enjoy life, you're too busy. God meant for you to play and to have some fun. Ecclesiastes 11:7. People ought to enjoy every day, not just on a weekend, not just vacation, ought to enjoy every day of their lives, no matter how long they live. Now, why is that important that you enjoy every day? Because you don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know if you've got next week, next month. You don't know if you've got tomorrow. You don't know if you've got tonight. So whatever living you're going to do, you better do it now, not say, well, I'm going to enjoy life in retirement. No, you need to enjoy life now. And if you have children, you need to be enjoying life with the children, because the kids aren't going to be at home forever. When my kids were growing up, I determined that the number one thing I wanted them to know about our family was not that we were godly, it was not that we were smart, it was not, you know, whatever thing, but that they were loved and that we had fun together. And I created all kinds of things just to have fun that weren't very expensive. One of them was called Daddy's Magical Mystery Tour. And the kids loved it, and it's a hallowed reputation in our family. I now do it with the grandkids. In Daddy's Magical Mystery Tour, I'd take my kids when they were young, they're all in preschool or grade school, and they get in their pajamas, they go to bed at 7 o'clock. And long about 11 o'clock or midnight, I'd go in and wake them all up. Get out of bed. Get out of bed right now. It's time for Daddy's Magical Mystery Tour. And they go, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It means this: A, we're not going to school tomorrow. And B, we're about to have something really, really fun. Now, it could be something expensive, like one time I woke them all up. We didn't have a pool. We didn't have a hot tub or a jacuzzi. And so I woke them all up one time about midnight. We put them in the car in their pajamas, drove down to Carlsbad, checked into a hotel that had a master bedroom with a giant, giant bathtub. We filled it with water and a bunch of bubbles, all jumped in our swimming suits, grabbed a bunch of junk food, and had a party at 1 o'clock in the morning with first graders and third graders. And they all didn't have to be that expensive. Sometimes I'd wake them up in the middle of the night and say, we're going to go make a 15-cent ice cream run at Thrifty's. And Kay was going, you can't do that. She was the rule keeper. I was the fun meister. And by the way, you need both in a marriage. So if you watched last week's message, you know what we're talking about. But we had so much fun. Now, I want you to write this sentence down, and it applies to you whether you're a parent or not, whether you ever get married or not. Here's an important thing in life. People don't remember what you say, but they will remember how you made them feel. That's important advice for a boss, for an employer, for a husband, for a boyfriend, for a girlfriend, for a parent, for a husband or wife. People will not remember what you say. They will remember how you made them feel. My kids don't remember anything of what I said in the early years of their lives, but they do remember how Daddy made them feel. Awesome families are playful. They're Candyland families. They have a lot of fun. Now, Solomon gets very specific about the kind of fun you're supposed to have in a family. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9, he says this: enjoy life with your wife. Enjoy life with your wife whom you love. Dads, if you're a dad here today, the greatest gift you can give your children is to love their mom, to have fun and enjoy life with their mom. Enjoy life with your wife whom you love. You see, when a father shows love for the mother of the kids, it creates great stability. It creates great security. It creates great peace in the heart of little children. And when I hear couples saying, well, you know, we really can't afford or can't have time to go out because of the kids, serious mistake. Your kids need to see you loving each other, because you are the first and greatest model of relationships. And if they see parents just passing in the night and working and working and working, but no real relationship, that's what they're going to grow up thinking marriage is all about. Love your wife. Enjoy life with your wife. The Bible says in Psalm 127, children are a gift from God. They are a gift from God. Now, let's be honest. Sometimes they're a gift you'd like to exchange. Okay, but they are a gift. Okay, they are a gift. And what is a gift? A gift is given and it's meant to be enjoyed. Are you enjoying your kids or are they just your pet project? You're going to grow up right and it's all serious and you're not enjoying the gift that God gave you. Psalm 8:15. This one's going to blow your mind. Look at this verse on the screen. You should write this one down. It says, I recommend having fun. Did you know that verse is in the Bible? The wisest man who ever lived said, I recommend having fun. And that way, you'll experience some happiness along all the hard work that God gives you. The greatest gift you can give your kids is your time. Because when you give them your time, you're giving your life. You don't always buy things. Kids don't need things. They need time. They need fun with the family. They need fun in the home. They need it to not be a boot camp or something we're just all working on. They want time with you. And so Candyland is the symbol of an awesome family because awesome families are playful. Now, the second symbol of an awesome family is a watering can. A watering can. Because we use this to water flowers, plants, you know, vegetables. And in many ways, a family is like a garden. You have to grow it. You have to develop it. You have to cultivate it. A garden doesn't grow on its own. You have to weed it. You have to water it. You have to care for it. And this is the second characteristic of awesome families that makes them different from average families. Write this down. Awesome families encourage growth. They create an atmosphere of lifelong learning. They help each other develop. And one of the things that you do in an awesome family is you support each other. And I'm not just talking about the kids growing up. I'm saying that you're always growing. Your family never stops growing. Mom never stops growing. Everybody encourages mom to grow. Dad never stops growing. Everybody encourages dad to grow. Brother, sister, everybody encourages everybody to keep growing. If you're not growing, your family is boring. You're just stuck in a rut. You haven't learned anything new, developed any new interest in a long time. Your family's boring. Now look at how Jesus grew. The Bible tells us in Luke 2:52, this is when Jesus was 12 years old. It says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and favor with men. Now notice, there are four kinds of growth you want to have in your family. You grow in wisdom, that's intellectual growth, mental growth. You grow in stature, that's physical health. You grow in favor with God, that's spiritual growth. And you grow in favor with man, that's social growth. Every person in your family needs to be growing in all four of these. Not just the kids, but you, mom, you, dad, you, brother, you, sister. You need to be growing physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially. How are you going to be different a year from today? Do you know any more than you knew a year ago? Are you closer to God than you were a year ago? Are you more loving than you were a year ago? Are you literally growing? Awesome families encourage growth. Average families just stay the same. Now, what do we really learn from our families? Well, there's some things, if you don't learn them in your family, you're never gonna learn them. You can't learn them at school, you can't learn them at work, you only can learn them in your family. And I will tell you this, most of your problems as an adult comes from the fact that you didn't learn certain things correctly as a child. And if you didn't learn certain skills as a child, then you're gonna have a rough life the rest of your life. There are five things you must learn in your family. And if you don't learn them there, life's gonna be tough for you. You might write these down. The first thing we have to learn is what to do with feelings. One of the most important skills in life. How do I handle my emotions? What do I do with them? How do I deal with how I feel? What do you do with feelings? And in a good, awesome family, you learn how to recognize your feelings, how to name your feelings, how to own up to your feelings, how to identify your feelings, how to express your feelings correctly rather than incorrectly, how not to stuff them, and how to deal with how you feel. If you don't learn how to deal with how you feel in your family, you go through life an emotional cripple. You have to relearn it somewhere else. And the reason why so many marriages split up is because they didn't learn in their family how to deal with how you feel correctly and effectively. And you need to let people be honest and let kids express their emotions. One of the stupidest things a parent can say is, stop crying, don't cry, don't cry. Why? Crying, there's nothing wrong with crying. Tears are a gift from God. If you're telling your kids, stuff your emotions, stuff your emotions, stuff your emotions, they're gonna have problems with their emotions the rest of their life. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing to be ashamed of with crying. And telling your kids stop crying is saying, deny your emotions, deny how you feel, and you learn to stuff it. And that comes out in all kinds of strange relationship patterns later on. In a true family, in an awesome family, we learn how to recognize that's a good emotion, that's a harmful emotion. And we learn to name it, own it, speak about it, identify it, talk about it. That's a key. So you name them, you don't stuff them. Second skill you have to learn in the family is how to handle conflict. And if you don't learn how to handle conflict in your marriage or in your family, you're gonna have problems in your marriage because you don't know, nobody taught you the skills on how to resolve and clarify conflict. And if kids don't see their parents working problems out in front of them and showing how this is how we deal when we have a difference, this is how we deal when we get hurt, how we deal with when we get mad, then you have a problem with that. And what happens is most people in conflict, they become either a mute and a martyr or they become a maniac. They either hold it in or they explode it. Everybody, if you don't learn how to deal with conflict, you tend to become a skunk or a turtle. Now, skunks, when they're upset, they let everybody know it. They just stink up the place. And they spray, and everybody knows they're ticked off. A turtle pulls into their shell and isolates and pulls back out of fear of conflict. Now, here's the interesting thing. Skunks always marry turtles. Don't look at them. But you know one of you is a skunk and one of you is a turtle. In your marriage, all right? It's true in every single marriage, all right? One of you is the aggressor and one of you pulls back, and neither of these is the more godly approach.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Now, if you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, well, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they're worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This four-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, to cultivate amazing friendships and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Thanks for listening today. I pray that our time together will be a spiritual blessing that makes you strong. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.